Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Now, if this current version of the CFL dies, I won't miss it.
How about that?
When it does come back, hopefully 2021, maybe even 2022, it's going to be unrecognizable from what it is. It's this kind of attitude that has killed the Canadian Football League. So the CFL has been taking it right in the pills here because of the pandemic, and they were set up for failure.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, welcome back to the program, everybody. Or if you're just joining us, where you been? It's hour two of the RP Show, episode number 299 of Canada's daytime sports talk show. It's been a very interesting day. Derek the Duke Myers has adjourned. Dupes is still with us. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good.
You know, I have to, from the Prairie Mobile text line, I gave you the floor in the rollout to explain your little rant yesterday, which I went along with. It was about looking in the mirror and not blaming others for your problems, right?
Right.
Metal Shingle Guy writes in Prairie Mobile text line, and he says, Dupes sounds like Zig Ziglar. See you at the top. You're going to have to help me out. Who's Zig Ziglar? I feel, Metal Shingle Guy, that I have no idea why you're listening to this show, because if you don't know that the Dallas Stars are green and have been since 1966, and I don't know who Zig Ziglar is, I don't know that we got a lot in common. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And yet he listens every day, and I thank him so much for that. He's also, by the way, one of the guys that's offered to buy Big Bird, my Jeep. I just don't think I can part
There's
with
no price, right?
Priceless.
Yeah.
Yeah. Robert Anderson, watching from Toronto today, he writes in and says, I really enjoy having a coffee and listening to CFL talk. You guys rock. Keep it up. And I will say this. I felt, as a guy that had mornings off, per se, because I would work afternoon, I always thought there was a void in Canadian television for sports talk. And here we are. And now in the East, I know that it's afternoon out there, so that's why we changed the name to Canada's Daytime Sports Talk Show. But to talk about the issues of the day, there's nobody else on the air anywhere in this land on television or live streaming talking about sports like what we're doing. Nobody. And that's why it's going very well. Jeff, the Stamps fan, says the Stars were mostly black for quite a few years. What's your point? He's... typical Stamps fan, right? Just being annoying. They've always had green in their uniform. And by the way, trust me, green isn't necessarily always a good thing. Look, I got to put a shout out to the U of S Huskies. Beautiful game-worn helmet they brought in here.
Yep.
And I was told by the tech guys I can't have it on this desk because it's green. This is a green screen behind us. It's killing me. And the military people gave me a darn... war helmet. It's green. Like Lynch, John Lynch. I was in his basement recently. John Frenzy. And he had on Ryder shorts, Ryder golf shirt, Ryder socks, and Ryder hat. He's like, why can't I wear this? Because they're green, John. We'll change their background to blue. Doesn't work that way, John.
Then we couldn't wear blue.
Right. Which is our favorite color.
Yeah.
But anyways... why is my rant? I don't know, but green is not the color when it comes to the RP show. Glenn Erickson, fellow writer with me at dubnetwork.ca, he says, Zig Ziglar, not to be confused with Dirk Diggler, was a motivational, inspirational speaker back in the day, pre-Tony Robbins. Well, how inspirational could he have been if I've never heard of him? How good could he have been?
Right.
Everybody knows Tony Robbins. Which reminds me, by the way, Kelly Rudy credits Tony Robbins for getting him out of a funk in the Kings to the 1993 Stanley Cup Final. Tony Robbins, goalie coach for the LA Kings.
At least compare me to a good one. Not the bad one.
Who's this boob? Zig Ziglar.
At least I know where my ceiling is. Right?
Chris Bird. You couldn't have dressed up something better than that. You would have liked to have heard Gary, what's his name?
V.
Gary V. Vaynerchuk. Vaynerchuk, yeah.
Or Tony Robbins.
Here it is. Here it is. Metal Shingle Guy. He's written in. Motivational speaker. I can take it or leave it, Rod. Hockey, that is. Not a real hockey guy, though. You should read Zig's book. Where would I find it? Where would I find it?
I have started writing the book we were talking about on the golf course.
The series for this show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chris Bird writes in, he says, it's too bad that us sports fans in the Toronto area have to tune into a show from Regina to hear anything about the CFL. There's nothing bad about that at all. We view ourselves as national. This is, I've said it for years, the epicenter of the Canadian Football League. And we are living in an era of 2020 of digital transmission that we can do this show from anywhere. Listen, what's up with Dave Naylor? Hasn't connected yet, but Clark has talked to him. Here's the deal. What do I got to move to Toronto to talk CFL? Why do I have to do that? I mean, you think that with my ability and resume that I haven't had the opportunity to move anywhere across this country in broadcasting? Listen, newsflash, for the largest part of my life, I was a suck, a pussy. I didn't want to leave. Sorry, it's the truth.
Yeah.
And now it's actually worked around in my favor where I can be at home and I don't have to leave.
Listen.
It's worked out great.
Yeah. You got to think about your entire life. You know, are you doing what you want to do and are you living where you want to live? Because it's called the internet and it allows you to be able to do those things.
Yeah.
Do what you want to do and live where you want to live. Now, you need the playbook and you got to put in a certain amount of work to be able to create your own path. That's not easy. And not everybody's cut out for it. Everybody can do it, but not everybody's cut out for it. It's a lot of work. And not everybody wants to do that either. But you don't need to be in airwaves to reach the Toronto market now. We can do that from here, and we can be dialed in. The world is a smaller place than it's ever been.
And we don't usually talk about this show as much as we used to when we launched it a year ago in terms of what we're trying to do, what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, Robert, that's the thing. You can watch us every day for CFL Talk. And this show was built on the concept of giving you what you can't get anywhere else. I don't think you really like the idea when I say the anti-TSN. I don't think any of you guys like when I say that. But it's actually what it is. We're talking about the things the TSN doesn't talk about or sports that. I think you're just afraid of the phrase anti-TSN.
Well, yeah, but I do agree with that because it's we could all be jumping in and fighting over the same crumbs. Or we could be a compliment. And we can take the whole pie that they don't want. They can fight over the apple pie. We'll take the
Saskatoon pie.
We'll take the Saskatoon pie.
Which is my favorite pie.
You know, they're both good.
Right.
They both have a market. This one might be a little bit bigger, but you got four people eating that pie. This one's a little smaller. We'll take it.
Yeah. And by the way, I can't tell you how much I love dealing with the National Lacrosse League people, the racetrack people at the Motor Speedway, the baseball people like the Western Canadian Baseball League, the Western Hockey League, the SJHL, all these little groups. I love it. I love it. Whereas before, the Saskatchewan Roughriders took my entire life. It's all I had time for. Now we get to work with everybody. Anyways, back on track. Chris Bird says, get syndicated and get some airtime on Toronto Sports Radio. There's a challenge. That's up to you. My job's to sit here and talk and entertain you and work my contacts and break stories, and that's going well. Nick McConnell says, didn't the Riders use a guy named Greger in 1989 as a motivational speaker? Gary Greger, I believe was his name, Gary Greger. And it's an interesting story. The Saskatchewan Roughriders in 1989 didn't have the best start to the season. This motivational speaker they brought in. Have you heard this story?
I have not.
He had the guys tape championship rings, tape. Just use tape on their rings. Envision winning that ring. Al Ford tells the greatest story. And we got to get Al in here sometime. He was the general manager of that Rider team. He said that until Labor Day, the guys thought it was the stupidest thing ever. But then they started to win, and more guys started to put the ring on their finger, or the tape ring. And it was a lot of them credit 1989 championship to Gary Greger, the mental strength coach.
Wow.
There's a thing. By the way, Jeff Kozak says, glad you didn't leave. I love your passion. That's the thing. I was a suck. I was a wussy, but I've changed. And that's why with the CFL season going down, and I see people saying they're heartbroken, they're crying and this and that. I get it, but I'm not. It's not that I don't like the CFL. I love it as much as everybody. I said it last hour. My parents died. I missed one day of work to eulogize both of them. That's just me. I've been through a lot of pain. Not more important than other people's pain. Nothing compared to Humboldt Broncos people. Not even close. but it does provide you some background as you go forth in your life. And maybe that's where we'll go now to Dave Naylor from TSN, because there are a lot of upset people, heartbroken people, David, and kudos. Thanks for the time here today. What's the fallout been in your world in the last 24 hours since the CFL season cancellation?
Well, I mean, it's just uncertainty. I mean, I think everybody from, you know, players to people on staffs to people at TSN who, you know, predominantly work on game broadcasts are just kind of wondering what the future holds. And it's funny how when something's theoretical, you know, and you know it can happen, it still doesn't hit until it does, right? And this wasn't a shock to anybody. I think it came as more of a surprise, maybe because of the sincere optimism that was bouncing around the league at this time a week ago, than, you know, had they called on August 1st when there was very, very little optimism. But it's very uncertain, and people don't know, you know, what the situation is going to be a month from now. They don't know what the situation is going to be 4 months from now. And frankly, they don't know what it's going to be 10 months from now. You know, when I hear the commissioner and other people talk about, we're going to come back and we're going to be stronger. And like, the problem with that is this is out of their control. Like, Randy Ambrosi can morph into the greatest commissioner in the history of sports. The CFL can adopt the greatest protocol for dealing with health and safety for players ever. They can scale back their economics and redo their business models. And if next spring you can't put 15 to 20,000 people in a stadium because the government says that's not safe, none of it's going to matter. And that's the frustrating thing. The league has always dealt with challenges, some very big ones, but it's never been in a situation where its biggest challenge is out of its control. That is the case here.
And it is scary. It's a good term for it. Dave, does it matter who wanted to play and who didn't? Because you're seeing a lot of talk about it, aren't you?
Yeah, let me try and clarify this one because a little bit. I think everybody wanted to play. The question is, under what circumstances people wanted to play? What was the acceptable level of risk? What was the acceptable level of financial risk? What was the acceptable level of financial loss? You know, I don't know if it's shocking that around the table there was some disparity in the opinion on that, you know. And look, in other leagues, they didn't go through this because it's like, we used to make this much money, now we're going to make this much. But you're still making money by playing, right? So there's no debate about do we play. There were probably debates about how do we play. But in the CFL, because it was a matter of losing, you know, like, hey, we think if we play, we can lose a little less money. But at the same time, you're also inheriting risk, right? Like when you play in a bubble, that I think the budget for their bubble total was $8 million, or at least that was the percentage of the part of the loan that they were directing towards that. I mean, the NBA is $150 million, right? So you're not driving a Rolls Royce. You know, that, and again, there may have been more to that bubble budget than the $8 million, but that was from the federal government part, what was going towards it. So, I think there was, you know, there's honestly, there's been risk here on every part. And, you know, I know that in order to, there were teams, I believe, in the room that would have played with no financial assistance, that they would have said, we'll do it anyway. But there weren't enough of them.
How about the player contracts? Because I was on TSN 1290 Winnipeg yesterday just before Wade Miller, and I didn't hang up. I wanted to listen to what Wade had to say. And he said, it hasn't been decided yet, Dave, what's going to happen with these player contracts. Tells me that a decision hasn't been made yet. Or what do you know about that?
I think the conversations are starting today. And look, you know, there's no real advantage to the players becoming free agents unless you're one of the handful of guys who could go to the National Football League. And I mean handful, right? Like, and look, most of the players who could go to the NFL did last offseason. And the rest of the league, you know, why are players in the CFL in the first place? Because they've been to the NFL. They've already been there, right? It's not you're going to see a great exodus. And I'm trying to be disrespectful to players, but Nate Holly can go. I've already been in contact with his agent today. He's got lots of teams that are interested. Some of them are hesitant because they don't know that he's free and clear of the CFL. Dakota Shepley probably could go. You know, Richie Leone, maybe. Mike Moore. I mean, I run out of names after that of guys that I think didn't go last offseason and legitimately could get into an NFL camp. I know there's somebody's tweeting about Josh Huff today. I mean, there may be other guys, and I don't want to be disrespectful, but it's going to be drips and drabs. So the question is, what do you do with the players that were under contract for 2020? I mean, I'll give you my idea. I would allow players a window to opt out. Say, if you want to be a free agent, you let us know by, you know, September 30th, you want to be a free agent. You can opt out of your deal. We violated the terms of your contract. You're allowed to be free if you're in the last year of your deal. If you don't want to be a free agent, and you'd like to have your 2020 contract pushed to 2021, then if we don't hear from you, that's what we're going to do. We're just going to push it to 2021. That would make the most sense to me, because you wouldn't have mass chaos. It's not in anybody's interest, the league, the players, any the fans, anybody, to have every contract in the league void. Players don't want that. The league doesn't want that. The fans don't want that. That's my idea. I've shared it with a few people. I don't know if they're going to listen, but we're going to get some clarity on that, you know, very soon. But there's really nowhere for most of these guys to go. And I'm not sure more uncertainty in their lives is necessarily what they're looking for right now.
You make a good point. I don't think Cody Fajardo would want his contract torn up. I don't think he would at all.
He wants to be a Rough Rider, and he likes the number. Yeah. He just negotiated it last summer. Yeah,
exactly. Mika always watching in Texas, and he has just written in the emoji of a notepad. Does that mean he's taking notes, Darren? Is that what Mika's saying?
Yeah.
Mika, is that what you're saying? He's taking notes of what you're saying, Dave. Now, furthermore, big picture, I've been on programs across the country talking about this CFL, and people are thinking this will spell the end of the league. And I'm like, guys, no, we've been talking about this for the last couple months. I get it. They're news people. They're not really paying attention to what's going on. You see, Dave, what's happened. CFL cancels the season. They've drawn a short line to the league folding. I'm not of that mindset anymore. And you've been tweeting to that effect for quite some time now, too. Can you restate it? Your thoughts on that?
Well, a couple of things. One is, yeah, it's interesting how, you know, season not played, oh my God, league will fold. Well, you know, if they had and they'd handed out the Grey Cup on November 27th, they still would have been screwed on November 28th, right? Like the economic picture and the outlook for the league would not have been that much better if they played than if they'd not. You know, there would have been games on TV. There would have been highlights. There would have been fan and sponsorship engagement. Playing is always better than not playing. But it's not like playing was going to get rid of all the CFL's worries and concerns for the future. They would have all been waiting for them at the day after the Grey Cup. And in fact, you could make the argument that with all the concerns they have, they're better to get a start on them now than they are to start them in December, which is not a month that anybody gets much done. So you'd probably really be talking about January. So that's one. There's no real correlation between if we played, the league's health would have been fine. If we didn't play, whoops, we're screwed. They're screwed either way. That's one. And in terms of the league folding or its future and all that, look, the question of whether they can play and operate this league in a pandemic while the government says you can't have large gatherings is a legitimate question. Okay. If this pandemic lasts until 2023 or 2024, and you can't, and the Canadian government is going to say we cannot have gatherings of more than 2,000 people anywhere, well, I don't think the CFL can play. Unless they have a benefactor, right? Like you talked about the National Football League on your show a while ago. I mean, they have other things on their plate right now, but they would certainly have the financial ability to be the CFL's benefactor, whether it's the federal government, which has shown no interest in that or low interest in that, or some other private entity that wants to come in and buy the league and inject cash in it. Who knows? You got to get creative. Nothing's off the table. But until the government says you can put fans in stands in, you know, significant numbers, this league's business model is dust. So could I see that we might not have CFL for 2 or 3 years? Yeah, that's none of us know where this pandemic is going. Are we having a second wave? Are we having a spike in the winter? Flu? Who knows? But if that's where we are next spring, we're not playing football next year either, I don't think. But at some point, when life returns to normal, when the pandemic is passed, and God, let's hope, you know, a year from now we're saying it's in the rearview mirror, there's going to be stadiums in this country that are newly built worth hundreds of millions of dollars. There's going to be players from both the U.S. and Canada that want to play football. There's going to be fans across this country that want to watch the game. And there's going to be a television network that's going to want to make it the core of its programming between June and November. As long as all of those things exist, there will be a CFL. So I'm not making any promises to anybody about 2021 because I don't have a crystal ball. I have no idea what next spring or summer is going to look like. And I think as long as the pandemic is of the such that it's limiting public gatherings, you know, we're going to be really challenged to play football. But someday we will. I just couldn't tell you when.
And one thing I don't think you mentioned is there will always be players. Tad Cornegay is watching in the tri-state area right now, Dave. And Tad says CFL can't afford to pay back a government loan for a failed season. That's just reality. The government knew that. The season not played this year equals cheaper, hungrier players the following year or when we ever do get back to football. And that's the thing, David. I think we'll end there with your comments on this. The federal government does want to help out the CFL. I think they see the benefits of it, but it's going to be on their terms, not the CFL's terms, right? And on their timeline, not the CFL's timeline. So that's something we've learned in the last little while, too.
Yeah, I mean, the federal government, it's not like they don't have other things to be paying attention to, right? Like this was a competitive process just to get their attention. And I agree. Like I was told, you know, 6 weeks ago by somebody, we don't think the federal government is that worried about having a 2020 season. But we do think the federal government doesn't want the Canadian football down on its watch. And when you look at their response, it lines up with that, right? We don't feel like we're going to get blamed or there's going to be any great fallout for us as a government if the CFL doesn't play a six-game season in October and November. But should the CFL go down, that is not something the federal government wants. And I actually think if they are sincere, and there's some doubt about the government's sincerity on these things, because the CFL has basically come out and said, you know, they led us on, and they should have just told us in May that they weren't going to help us, and we all would have been saved a lot of trouble. So, you know, that's... there may be the trust factor between the league and the government may not be extremely high right now, but if they're going to make good on that promise, you know, that if the league is willing to be transparent and open its books and show the government the state of the business and what it needs in order to facilitate ongoing, then that's probably a preferable outcome than writing a $30 million check for an interest-free loan to play a six-game season. So I'm not sure what we saw the other day is the worst outcome for this league.
Yeah, for sure. David, it's nice to be able to give you some time to expound upon your thoughts. I'm glad you spent it with us. Thank you. Stay safe. And as you know, we're watching every day. Stay safe.
Thanks, Rod. And keep talking CFL.
We will. Thank you. Appreciate it. David Naylor joining us from Ontario. I think Newmarket, Ontario. And I appreciate the CFL current and past players chiming in too with their thoughts. It adds an interesting, different texture to what's going on, and certainly not anything anybody else can provide. We will come back. We got Nick Alberga coming up from Fan 590 Toronto. It's a big CFL day, though, here on the program, and we'll continue with that discussion, too. Sports update coming up as well. It's the RP Show. You're watching on Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
People donate blood for moments like this.
But there are lots of reasons why Canada's Lifeline needs donors every day.
Like the fact that someone with leukemia can need up to 8 units of blood a week.
Or that donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days.
Or to help new moms and babies, like Henry.
There's lots of reasons to donate blood. That's why we need donors every day.
The need for blood is constant. Join Toyota and our Toyota dealers in supporting Canada's Lifeline.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel neglected or unloved? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's been a fun show today. I want to say a big thank you to Hanley Sabres Football as I look at the bunny hug that I'm wearing here.
So nice.
Got it from Coach Anderson. Nick Alberga coming up 1 second from Fan 590, but a sports update here for Wendell Clark's. The Canucks and Blues are down to a best of three in Edmonton. Ryan O'Reilly scored twice as St. Louis beat Vancouver 3-1 in Game 4 last night of their first-round series in Edmonton. Blues have won back-to-back games to even the series 2-2. This would have been a good poll question, Darren. When I was in Vegas with my brother watching the Golden Knights and the Blues, and I saw Ryan O'Reilly coming out of the Cosmopolitan 2 hours before the game on his way to the rink, should I have stopped him and asked for a selfie or not? I didn't.
Okay, good.
Oh, so I shouldn't have? I kind of regret it. He was wearing a purple suit, loafers, and no socks. Ryan O'Reilly. It's the Battle of Goalies tonight when the Philadelphia Flyers and Montreal Canadiens meet for Game 4 of their first-round series in Toronto. Philadelphia's Carter Hart is carrying a .949 save percentage. Carey Price, .953. It's my favorite series of the first-round series that doesn't involve Vegas. Calgary Flames and Dallas Stars face off today in Edmonton with their first-round series tied 2-2. Hard-throwing rookie Nate Pearson is scheduled to start for the Blue Jays tonight against the Baltimore Orioles at Camden Yards. Toronto's going for two straight wins after taking last night's series opener 7-2. Toronto FC and the Vancouver Whitecaps meet tonight at BMO Field. Listen to this. I'm going to say that again. Toronto FC and the Vancouver Whitecaps meet tonight at BMO Field to kick off a run of 9 games between Major League Soccer's 3 Canadian clubs.
And they're traveling. And that's, you know, when we talked to Thomas Assall from the Whitecaps, and he mentioned that, they're only going to play Canadian teams for now, and they're going to see how it goes. And they're taking a shot.
I know.
They want to play.
I get it. But I'm just saying, BMO Field's part of the NHL bubble. I thought they weren't letting anybody in, and they're playing a game there. Different rules for different people. I don't understand it. That's why I'm not getting wound up at any of this pandemic stuff. You got Dave Naylor just saying that we might not have CFL football in 2021, and that's a reasonable thought. It really is.
It is.
And yet, soccer can play. I don't get it. It's Taco Tuesday at Wendell Clark's, by the way, corner of Circle Drive and Idlewild in Saskatoon. Taco Tuesday featured $13.99 chicken tacos at Wendell Clark's. And for G2G energy bars, Ben Cahoon's G2G protein bars, RP Show viewers get 20% off by using the promo code RPSHOW at g2gbars.ca. Let's go out on video chat now. Nick Alberga joins us from Fan 590, Canada's first and best all sports radio station. How you doing, Nick?
I'm fantastic. It's funny you say that. BMO Field's like literally like 20 meters from me. It's really, really close.
Okay. What's it? What are you seeing? Can you see it?
Not much. Yeah, you can see it, but you make an excellent point. Last I checked, is it not part of the NHL bubble, BMO Field? Aren't they working out there on a daily basis?
Yeah, but so this is the way I think about it. It's like the spaceship pod, right? When you come back in, all they'll do is they'll close off BMO Field. They'll let them play. They'll leave, make sure it's all clean, and open it back up, right?
Okay.
I mean, it's not unfathomable, I don't think. Anyways, moving on.
There's a lot of things that we don't understand. And Nick, but before we get into Stanley Cup playoffs, what's it like living in Toronto? If you're 20 meters away from BMO Field, you're right in the heart of the action. What is life like in downtown six months into the pandemic?
pretty much, you know, back to norm, or norm as, you know, we know it for now. Certainly, I think King Street West, you know, where I live around, you know, has a lot of restaurants and bars. I mean, it's been really, really picking up and busy. Obviously, it's a lot different when you go and check it out. But I think from that standpoint, it's more of a norm. You know, I had a unique opportunity to go and check out the bubble for myself since I'm in the area. Before the players went in, I went and scoped it out. You know, it's a nice and compact place. There's a lot of opportunity. There's things to do. I think they're going to be okay. Clearly, in the long run, we've seen now 3 weeks into this phase four and no positive tests, which I think is the best part of this whole situation. But all in all, I think life as we know it, pretty much back to normal, at least normal in this day and age. And so far, so good in terms of attacking COVID-19 here.
Isn't that wild? 5,000 plus tests, zero positive cases in the National Hockey League. So, yeah, maybe we should talk about that. I mean, we talk about Fan 590, yeah. You're the Leafs host. Just to, before we get to the games, the way the NHL's handled it is just been roundly applauded, Nick, and for good reason, right? They did this right. They should get patted on the back, because if they screwed it up, man, can you imagine what they'd be hearing?
Yeah, but I think from the beginning, too, I think it was a very, very calculated approach. And, you know, I think for all the flack that Gary Bettman, the commissioner, gets from the NHL or from the fans and stuff like that, I think for the most part, situations like this, he's pretty bang on. If you do remember, they waited to the final waking moments, the NHL, to shout out and say, hey, we're going to go to Edmonton. We're going to go to Toronto. Those are going to be the hub cities. Had they said, you know, Vegas was a front runner for a long period of time, and then in the case of spike there, had they did it right away, it would have been a bad look for the league. I mean, you have to credit the NBA in some respect too, because they pinpointed Orlando and they stuck to Orlando even with the surge in Florida. And the NBA and Adam Silver deserve a lot of respect and acknowledgement for the job they've done. But I think the NHL from the beginning got ahead of this, got out in front of this. I think, you know, to note too, the numbers have been decreasing for a while in these parts and Canada in general. I think Ontario has done a fantastic job of curbing a spike and a surge here. And by the day, the numbers are going down and down. But I think it just shows you too, the bubble mentality. There were a lot of naysayers at the beginning, but I think the integral part was passed when they got the players in the bubble and they got through the first round of testing. So far, so good. Who knows what's going to happen down the road? I think the big moment too, guys, will be when you have the crossover and the teams go to go to Edmonton. The two last remaining teams here in the Eastern Conference go to the conference finals in Edmonton. That's going to be a big stumbling block as well, I think.
Did you jinx James Reimer on Twitter last night?
I did. Yep.
What's the story there?
I do this all the time. For people who follow me on Twitter, at the Golden Muzzy, where you can follow me, I do this for every NHL team, including the Leafs. I call it the Alberga Jinx. It's been a thing for a long, long period of time. I even remember back to when James Reimer was a Maple Leaf, and I said, oh, the Leafs are off to the second round. It was like, you know, 15 minutes or left in game seven, and then I blew it. Yesterday, I tweeted out how I thought it was tremendous that finally, James Reimer was getting back at the Boston Bruins for all those years of misery. And then next thing you know, it was 2-0 Carolina, and Boston scores four straight goals. And I think the Canes are a lot of trouble in that series. So apologies to Canes Nation. That's why I wore this bunch of jerk shirt today for you guys.
So you're not going to stop.
Because I'm a jerk.
You're not going to stop anytime soon with the Alberga Jinx then.
No, I'm like one of the biggest trolls you can find on social media, especially for Islanders fans. And they're actually behind me now. So every time now I go against what I think is going to happen, because it always seems to happen in the reverse order. I don't know why it happens that way. It's sad.
I admire your cojones, because there is no such thing as jinx or bad luck. There isn't.
Yeah.
But try and convince a sports person of that. You can't. Right? There isn't one. So moving on, Nick. We got somewhere in the Stanley Cup playoffs last night with teams going up 3-1 in their series. Obviously, Boston did in that game that you're talking about. Tampa Bay did. Vegas is up 3-1 and can finish off Chicago tonight. So as far as these Stanley Cup playoffs go, and I've loved the full buffet of hockey all day, this first round looks like it's coming to a conclusion soon, and it's been great hockey.
Yeah, my couch is getting a beautiful groove, but I love it. And even the broadcast I did in the qualifying round for the Maple Leafs, doing it from home was a lot different, way cooler and less in terms of gas. So you can't go wrong with that. But I think you're right. I think you look at these eight respective series right now, four of them are 3-1. And that's the biggest shocker to me is how quickly some of them may end. Even, you know, case in point of Kane's Boston series, I suspected going 6 or 7. It still might. I just don't know how Carolina, and maybe never say never, and maybe you add in the Alberga jinx too, but just more so, how do you come back from that? You were in the driver's seat to make that a 2-2 series, and then you blow a 2-0 lead against a Boston team who doesn't have David Pastrnak, who scored 48 goals this year. So it's going to be a tough road back. I think in this day and age, never say never. You know, I think to echo your sentiments from earlier on, the Blues Vancouver series has been my favorite. I know it's been tough to watch for me here in the East Coast, but man, I'll stay up till 4 a.m. if I have to watch that series. The ground and pound, how physical, you know, the desperation level, I think, has been tremendous. You know, the fact that Vancouver was up 2-0, seemingly it looked like the Cup champs were on the ropes, and then they've battled back with consecutive wins. And the added thing, too, is that Jordan Binnington was outstanding last springtime, and he was the guy that led St. Louis to the Stanley Cup, and it's Jake Allen, the backup. You just have to love the tandem share in this day and age of the NHL. So I think some of these series could be 3-1, but I wouldn't be shocked if we see a couple comebacks here.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, there's some intrigue for sure. Nick, we're going to let you go. Appreciate this. This has been fun, and we'll do it again here as the playoffs roll along.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a great day.
Nick Elberger from Fan 590 Toronto, Leafs broadcast host, and I can see why they have him in that role. They don't put Rudy Poos on the air at Fan 590.
No, they do not.
He's very talented.
Yeah, clearly.
They don't put on Morley Boys. Craig Campbell checking in from the Hockey Hall of Fame in downtown Toronto. Says, Bob Johnson said it well. It's a great day for hockey. And I believe he said that as coach of the Calgary Flames. He probably said it everywhere he went. I think he got his notoriety as the head coach of the Pittsburgh Penguins, but the first that I heard of it was he was the coach of the Flames. And it is a great day for hockey.
Yep.
Having said all that, special guest just popped into the bunker. Can we put him on the air? Did you see Nick?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think Nick Lewis might have some thoughts on the cancellation of the CFL season? He's in the bathroom? Well, it's a good time to go to a break. We'll ask him about that and more when we come back. Nick Lewis, Hall of Famer in waiting. Get his take on the cancellation of the CFL season. You're not going to want to miss it. It's coming up next. It's the RP Show, Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait. Do it right now.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. No further than IKS Live. Visit our website, IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Nick's still in the bathroom. Discuss amongst yourselves.
Houston, we have a problem.
Here he is. Come on in. Da-da-da-da. Special guest. Get up the noisemakers. Hey. We got Nick Lewis here.
It's been a minute.
Pull that mic in. How are you, man? You look like the lady from 101 Dalmatians with the white strip up there. You ever got that before? You know the one I'm talking about?
That's why I wear a hat, Rod.
This is your quarantine look?
You know, I'm just going to let it grow out for a while.
Why not?
I'm going to let it grow out for a while, and it's been good.
Pull the mic in a little closer if you don't mind. Chris Bird, by the way, can you put that comment up on the screen before I go any further with Nick? He says, regarding my earlier comments about CFL talk from Regina and us Toronto fans having to tune into Regina to hear it, no disrespect to Regina or anywhere outside of the Big Smoke. I was merely expressing my frustration of the lack of local coverage of the CFL and the longest running professional sports franchise in North America. Chris, I get it. I was not offended. What I'm saying is if you can get over the stigma of having to watch a show from Saskatchewan that talks about the CFL all the time, if you can get over that, you're going to love it a lot. I noticed that you are a regular, or you're a new viewer, but a regular viewer. Apologize, we're not coming to you from Toronto. What can I say? But Nick, you've lived here long enough. This is Independence, Kansas, man. This is the heartbeat. This is the epicenter of the Canadian Football League.
This is the only great sports content that you're really getting out of Canada. This show right here, man, it's every day. It's always different topics. You got hockey, you got football, you have everything. I even love the game is horrible, but...
I know.
Y'all make it
the
so
video game sim.
The sim.
Oh, man. It's
so horrible. I'm like, everybody looks like me.
You notice, huh? Isn't that great?
It's great. The screenshots of the next one look really sharp.
I would hate to see what I actually look like on that sim.
Can we get on that? Can we make a Nick Lewis?
Well, somebody.
Would you play for the Halifax Schooners, the Atlantic Schooners, if we created a team?
I've been joking about that, about me, and I've talked to Fred Stamps,
yep.
Romby Bryant, Chad Owens, G-Roy Simon and Milt Stegall. If we played every other week, you know, a three-man rotation, you know, put me and Fred Stamps and Romby Bryant, and then you can have Chad, Milt, and G-Roy the next week, and we alternate weeks, bring Ricky Ray out.
I was going to say, don't forget Milt, because he's going to be in on this.
Yeah. Holy smokes.
We won't be the Atlantic Schooners. We'll be the Atlantic Legends.
That's the name?
Yeah, we just have to change the name.
Well, that was, I like it.
That was every suggested on Twitter. Was, you know, I said, you know, what is something that the CFL can do off the field? Dustin Nielsen posted, and I said, video game. And then somebody commented, they need to make sure that there's a Legends team. And I started thinking back of all the guys.
You just named it. We just got
But these guys could actually play now. That's the difference.
Milt looks great, you know, and he's running and things. And I could do every other week. I couldn't play, you know, twice in 1 week or, you know.
Well, but the thing is, KG, I think, would be your quarterback.
KG
he has
Ricky
to
Ray.
Be.
Just alternate them.
Is this the Legends team or the actual team that's going to compete in the Canadian Football League?
Either.
You'd come back. Either. Okay. Because Jonathan Jennings is sitting there without a contract. There's Chip Cox.
Yeah, Chip. Chip can still play.
There's a lot of guys. We don't have enough linemen, actually.
What's Javon Johnson
receivers?
Doing?
We're tripping
Johnson
over receivers. This is like real life. There's you guys dime a dozen.
We need some new linemen, though.
No.
Don't give me none of the old guys.
Hey, that's it. You get good young linemen just to make sure everybody's protected, and then you go with the Legends in the skill spot.
I'm pretty sure Damon Allen would come out and compete.
If you knew he wasn't going to get touched? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Damon would actually play at any position just to play. You know that, right? So that's fun to talk about. We have lots of time to talk about that. But, Nick, you couldn't have been surprised when the announcement came down Monday that the season was canceled.
No, I'm not surprised. And just seeing where they're going with it, I know there's a lot of decisions that need to be made, but I think if you really put the onus on next season and try to focus on that, trying to get this done, you should have done that in April. When this thing first hit, instead of saying, no, we're still on schedule, you got to start putting those plans in place then. And, this is a bad look for Ambrosi to go in front of the ask for 150 without a plan to begin with, just got to put plans in place. I mean, you're asked for a lot of money and taxpayers' money, right? I know, and the CFL is huge in Canada. It's huge in North America. I know a lot of Americans that watch it and love the game. And one of the biggest things for me is always, we have to do what's best to protect what the game is. And yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting with Solly and those guys and try to help create some streams for the players and do some things that, you know, it takes a little bit of the pressure off of needing to just make all your money on the field.
It's so funny. We've learned in the last 6 months a lot of things. And what you just said is right. The CFL is huge in North America. When the CFL, I opened the show saying that today, when the Canadian Football League cancels its season, it's going to shake the earth in sports. Because it is a big league. The problem with the owners and governors, maybe they don't really realize that although it is a big deal, financially it's maybe not as big a deal as they think, Nick. I mean, coming back and what it's going to look like is going to be stronger.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of these decision makers that are making the decisions now, they're not going to be around.
But if you lose a lot of money this year, you're not going to be able to lose a lot of money next year.
No, for sure.
Right. So if they can, you know, bite the bullet and just say, you know what? Hopefully next year we don't have to lose as much, because even if they don't have fans next year, they still should be able to play football. And I think that's what you want, is to have the football season.
Yeah. That's why I'm glad that you came in here, because here's the deal. Heard Wade Miller talking about this yesterday on TSN Radio in Winnipeg. And A, his thing on the government was, if you're just going to say no, why didn't you say it 4 months ago? There's ins and outs on that. That's another discussion. But Nick, right now the talk is survival. It's not about, are we going to have six teams or seven teams, or it's what's we going to do to get us to next year, right? If you can only have 50% capacity, how many coaches are you going to have? What's going to work
in
your office?
They're already cutting coaches.
Right.
They're already cutting coaches, and that's the bad part. I know what it's like to be a part of a team, Calgary, with great coaching, and then be a part of a team without great coaching, and you see great talent that can't produce the same results,
mm-hmm.
right, when I was in Montreal. So coaching is very huge of what we're getting. But, you know, I'll tell you this. If the CFL folds, it's okay, because it will be back.
Yep. Well, that's
somebody's going to buy it.
Very real.
They can fold
possibility.
I'll shut up.
You keep going.
I know people right now that's interested in buying the CFL.
So do I.
And I know I have a 10-year plan to buy the CFL.
These guys do? You do?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Tell me more. Yeah, well, but it's the same.
It's the same thing.
Listen, a lot of people are talking. I love what Jordan Reeves put on Twitter yesterday. He's like, people, shut up on social media. You don't know what you're talking about. That was from Jordan. And yeah. I'm like, hallelujah. When you sign up for Twitter, that should be a disclaimer at the start. If you don't know what you're talking about, don't tweet. You know. But Jordan's right. And you look at the XFL, Nick, kind of what you're saying is when the XFL folded, everybody laughed. Well, not everybody, but a lot of people laughed. Oh, look at that. They didn't make it again. All of a sudden, The Rock buys them for $15 million, and they're like, what? Thought they folded. That's people that don't understand business.
Yeah, you go in the U.S., you file bankruptcy so you don't have to pay everybody.
It's a tool.
That's why Trump files bankruptcy.
Why?
So he doesn't have to pay back the people that he owes. And it's just a tool that rich people use to get away with not having to pay back people. There's different chapters of bankruptcy, and that's what Vince McMahon did so he could save himself money. I mean, you got to look at this. Going into it, he said he was prepared to lose $300 million in 3 years. He didn't even lose $100 million in the first year, and he files bankruptcy so he doesn't have to pay that back. So now he can double down next year and continue to get more. So when you look at that, they didn't file bankruptcy because they're saying that it's over. File bankruptcy, they don't pay nobody.
It's some would say the cowardly way out. But as you said, Darren, it's a tool. It's a business tool.
Yes, it is.
Armando Moreno watching, and he is a global football reporter. Can you put the full comment up, Clark? He says, here in Mexico, the CFL was not really much known until the CFL-LFA agreement. Now many of the top Mexican college players are turning to the LFA because of the chance to go play up north. And, of course, a lot more people started watching, looking to watch their country mates take the 110-yard field. I love the way this guy talks, Armando. We got to meet him someday. We got to get him up here for a game.
Oh, yeah.
The problem that I have for Randy was the last time you were here, you talked, Nick, about the quality of play, right? The integrity of the game. And I honestly felt, I didn't say it to you, but I was thinking to myself, if they cared about the quality of the game, they would not be forcing CFL 2.0 on us.
Well, I just think they force it on you because they say, okay, there's only two ways we're going to grow this game. We're going to ask the Canadians to pay more money for it, or we can get Mexico to pay $5 million in sponsorship deal. We can get Greece to pay $5 million sponsorship. We can get all these countries to put TV sponsorship in place. So now you're generating revenue outside of the country. And I think there's better ways to do it. But we had a guy, Carlos Rosada, he guest coached last year in BC with Marcus Howell. And he showed me some videos. There's a lot of great talent down there in Mexico. A lot of great talent. Just unfortunately right now, a lot of it's not in the LFA. Right? So if this is, like he said, if Armando said, guys are trying to get an LFA now, I hope those guys get in there to get into the CFL because there's some linemen, there's some linebackers. I mean, they're not going to be out here running speeds like that, but they're definitely skilled guys that could play in this league.
Well, and the point I was trying to make was, although I didn't like Global 2.0 at first, was dead set against it, because I like Randy, I was for it, but it's a real long play.
Long play.
Because the guys that are coming from Europe now, and even the Mexican player that the Riders had, they can't put them on the field.
No.
So when you talk about quality of play, it's not as big a deal as we'd like to think that it is. If you're bringing in players that can't play for a marketing initiative.
I loved our guys from Mexico last year. Great guys. But I almost felt like one would be the Michigan water boy if we put him out there. You know what I'm saying? It's just like you got to protect them as well. And where they grew, they got better in skill. So I definitely see that. They got better in skill from day one to the last day. But just with size and just the speed of the game, it was just so different that, you know, I felt like it would just be too much for them to overcome to be consistently on the field.
All right. I appreciate your thoughts on everything.
I appreciate you for inviting me in.
We're going to take a timeout and be right back for overtime. It's the RP Show, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to the program. It is the overtime segment, and I'm just tweeting the poll right now. Who's the rock star of the day? The hashtag RP Show. Rock star of the day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. Thanks, Jordan. The options are Logan Couture of the San Jose Sharks, Dave Naylor of TSN, the cameo pop-in by Nick Lewis, which I feel is going to get a lot of votes.
Oh, yeah.
And Nick Alberga, which my phone seven times tried to autocorrect to Alberta.
It happens.
How do I turn that off, Paul? There's a setting. It's a me problem. It's a me problem. There's an app for that?
Oh, yep.
All of a sudden, 100%. Nick Lewis is leading by 100% of the vote already. I knew it. Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service. Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better. We had a note in from Roxanne. She's the Rocks in Rockstar, and they're down near Assiniboia today doing business. She said the large, extra large hats are on order.
I saw that.
So, yeah, they can do the ordering for you. That's what they do. There's the message right there. Clark obviously had it saved. I don't know. It says that the people that come on this show have big heads. Did you know that, Nick? You guys got big melons that come on this show. What a shock. Oh, Gary Lincoln says the RP Show homepage needs an update with the CFL Sim standings. I think he's talking about Facebook. Do you want to handle that?
You want that right on the homepage?
No. Tell him to go to rodpeterson.com. It's a separate
at
page on that.
Yeah.
Follow Twitter. It's on it every week. I don't know. I guess with the CFL season going down, everybody... There's been a lot more interest in the CFL Sim. The players are coming at me. You understand that I am the face of this. When it's called the Rod Peterson Show, you know where people are going to go, right?
You.
At Rod.
Yep.
So when the players are upset about what's happening in the Sim, like Jalen Acklin of the Ticats today, I got an answer for it. Now, that is a small thing, because I just blame Nelson.
Right. That's easy. He's
but,
not here.
But everything else seems to come to me first.
You know.
Like questions like that.
Yep.
RodPeterson.com/CFL Sim. All the standings are there. Hey, Gennaro Alfonso says, greetings from Mexico. Hola. Buenos dias. Uno más, por favor. You know what that means? One more, please.
Oh.
Funny I'd know that, eh, Paul?
Funny about that.
Buenos dias. Muchos gracias. Uno más, por favor. It's a country song. You'd think a cat that talks like that would learn to say no more.
Yeah, not in the vocabulary.
No how, no way, Jose Cuervo. I totally sidetracked here, but people are getting interested in the Sim. That's the point.
Yeah, and they will get more interested with no football. Now they realize this is it. So all of a sudden, there we go. The Sim's going to take off.
Mi esposa e dinero. Have you figured that one out yet?
Yeah. Your wife has the money.
My wife has the money. I learned that one fast, too. Hey, Bidzy, the show is brought to you by Bidzy. What day is it today?
Tuesday.
Bidzy.com is for people who don't know who to contact when they need something done. So instead of reaching out to multiple businesses, just Bidzy it. Bidzy connects businesses with customers. It's free to post projects and free for businesses to give it a try. Head to Bidzy.com to get started today. A story just comes to mind. I don't know if I told you, we were in a cab in Boca Rios, Mexico, trying to find a bullfight. And we're driving around, and the driver turns to me and says, Señor, your Español is mucho bueno. Have I told you this story?
No.
He goes, why is your Spanish so good? I said, Dora the Explorer. Watched it every day. The stuff sinks into your head, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like the stuff that we're infecting your minds with every day, people, it stays there. I think that's all I got. As Gary in Winnipeg says, on to number 300. Tomorrow, the 300th episode of the RP Show coming your way at 10 a.m. Mountain. You done?
I'm done.
Okay. Vote on our polls. It looks like Saskatchewan Edmonton is winning for Friday Night Football. Coming up tomorrow on the program, the aforementioned Hall of Famer in waiting, Nick Lewis, Dustin Nielsen of TSN Edmonton, and the president of the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League, Bill Chow. And we're hoping for some good news from Bill. Thanks to today's guests, and we'll see you tomorrow, 10 a.m. Mountain, right here on Game Plus Network and Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.